Greetings, everybody. This is James Gillen, and I'm your host on the SETI Stargate and the BBS Radio and Scott Rumble, all of them X. We're all over the place, so pretty easy to find. I've got a great guest. I've got Michael Jayko on here, and they just spent an amazing time here at SETI. And we had a great time together out watching the ships and he and his wife, and it was just I don't know. It's a phenomenal time. Everybody had a great time. So, without any further ado, I don't want to. I think everybody pretty much knows Michael Jayko. Do you want to talk a little bit about your bio? Or I didn't get a bio for some reason, but you've been on the show before, but.
Navy SEAL for 24 years, SEAL Team 6, top of the food chain, combat experience, and then I went into the CIA. I did that for 11 years, hunting down terrorists all over the world, in combat zones. And learned some remote viewing skills and then eventually remote influencing, tapped into I have a secret space program type stuff going on, super soldier. Tapped into that over the years, and past lives and all kind of crazy stuff. So yeah, I love coming out to your ranch. I've had a few experiences with UFOs, but that was like a, if there was ever any doubt, going to the ranch is settles everything. You see so much there every single night. There's no denying it anymore. So it's amazing. You've done really good work out there, and you've held the line. We've seen a lot of people, jump ship and are compromised and all in that UFO community, but you have been the one stalwart, voice out there. So thanks a lot for that.
Oh, thank you. I always tell people, come see for yourself. Like, don't take mine or anybody's word for anything. Have your own experience, do your own research. And I think it would scare most people if they really did some research into the mainstay in the UFO community and what they're all about and their motives and their intentions and who's paying them, and they just freak out. What, there's a lot of jealousy and competition there too, but the one thing you can't deny beyond a shadow of a doubt that there are so many ships here and they are interacting with the people. And contact's been going on here for 40 years. And I would say, well, you've got all these stories, guys, but what have you got for evidence? And a lot of them come up short, either that or they steal ours, and say it's theirs. It's unbelievable. Peter Slattery too, they steal his information all the time, and they come out with the next, and they say it's being channeled from some lover in the other dimensions. It's pretty crazy. The whole thing's theater, basically. There's very, very few people authentic that are left in this society. But.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you start to see the, I think it's becoming commonplace for many people now. We're seeing through the lies and deceptions much easier than we did before. Just, I mean, just go back, pre-COVID, and there's everybody was falling for all the lies and disinformation, and now everybody's like calling it out before it even, before it even comes out of some of these people's mouths. Oh, it's bullshit, bullshit. So
Yeah.
it's amazing.
I notice there's just a lot of meritless gossip out there and slander and character assassination. Unbelievable.
Yeah, we're seeing it. I mean, you and I call out the people that are the worst offenders, but people still follow them. And part of that's because they're backed by, the CIA and some of these other organizations that continue these lies against American public. And that's because they want to maintain their control and so forth. And when I came out to the ranch, I kept a super low profile because I know that if I announce I'm going somewhere, I'm going to get, crazy people show up or, so, and in this case, it probably would have been, black helicopters like you've had, flying around before. So I know to just keep a low profile now because these guys will just come out and just wreck the show, steal the show. They'll try and steal the show. They never will. But that's part of their modus operandi, to come out and, destroy, the awakening process.
Yeah, right before an event, we get several black helicopters coming over, all kinds of weird stuff. And they're always escorted. They always have two or three ships right above them, escorting them. And we have it all on film.
Yeah.
It's quite, I saw a black helicopter coming straight in towards the ranch and stop and went backwards. It started going backwards. And then I filmed this. Oh, it almost looked like a tetrahedron ship in front of it between me and the helicopter. And I would just love, I would give anything to be inside that cabin or listen to what the pilots are saying.
About.
Like why all the bells and whistles going off and you're flying backwards, going, what just happened?
Yeah, and I wonder what some of these guys are being told, as for doing this silly bullshit that they do. If they're just completely on board with the lies and deception, or if they're being told that, this is a very corrupt people, and they're trying to like, do this and that, because they do that. And then they get good people coming in and doing evil for them. I've seen that, throughout my career, in the SEAL teams and in the CIA. And then I've had a lot of people on my show that talk about how FBI will raid them and so forth. And then the FBI, once they see who they're really dealing with, they're like, oh shit, and then they kind of back way down from their aggressiveness, but realize they've been lied to. So this is part of that process that we talk about. And so it's, we saw these aircraft that were flying into, where a lot of the activities happening, the highway above your city ranch. It's an unbelievable. You can see it with the naked eye, but then when you put it on the MBGs, you just see everything light up. And they're followed, like you're talking about, by orbs and ships and so forth. So it's incredible. Four, I think it was like four or five aircraft kept coming over. It was a Friday or Saturday night, and it was like a bank of red lights behind it. I've never seen anything like that. But you can hear, their aircraft. You cannot hear, the high tech, the real high tech, UFO, if we want to call it that. I think there are space brothers and friends, obviously showing themselves so that people can be informed and, break free from eventually this extremely corrupt system that obviously benefits from those technologies and wants to maintain that control. You've been targeted. I've been targeted massively. You've had, all, and that should tell everybody right there, how you and I have been targeted. That this is real. They don't target just the average human being or the civilian out there. They target people that are revealing truths.
Yeah, they don't target the posers or the shills or the planned opposition, They get carte blanche and they rise to the top. It's amazing. And if you're totally delusional, they love that. They love to promote that. And because they know it's all going to crash, there's no meat there, but yeah, if you're authentic and you maintain your integrity, they do not like that, and I mean, I've gotten the offer. A couple times, and told me I was special and I should join their club. I was thinking, that people of Earth, that one, the last thing the ETs say after they abduct you and send you back is, you're special, and they send them back. And it's kind of funny, but I think that thinking you're special is exactly what blocks contact from happening. It's a,
Good point. Yeah,
yeah.
because they reveal themselves to people of high integrity, like we're talking about, and those of low integrity. We talked a lot while I was at the ranch. I've had you on shows, and I've followed you for decades. But seeing you in person and speaking with you was a great honor and a privilege. But we talk about how a lot of those people will come even to Eseti Ranch. Use your property to promote and so forth, barely show up, and then when they do show up, they when they leave, they dish you and all kind of crazy stuff. It's unbelievable.
I mean, they ask if they can use our footage, and then they make it all about them, and then they say it's filmed in Shasta, and we go, guys, come on, at least give the ranch some credit. I mean, there's a least a 500-year history of UFO activity here, because they've been going in and out of that mountain for, I mean, all the Native Americans know about it. The Yakima Nation's totally aware of all of it, and they're having contact over there. And the Kenneth Arnold and Dr. Jalen Hynek and all those guys have done research out there. Excuse me, my nose is itching. They've been all doing research out there, and they've all said it's in their writings. You know, Kenneth Arnold, who lost sight of the ships when they descended on the western slopes of Mount Adams, which is our front yard, you know, so in 1947. So the history's there. And we've had triple PhD Boeing engineers and pilots and Air Force base commanders and all these people testifying on Art Bell and other shows that it's real, that they're here. And then the debunkers all come out, you know, and try to attack it, that are we used to have the oh God, I'm trying to think of his name. Peter Davenport used to always come and try to trash us, you know, and he goes, I sent an engineer out and they proved we're only seeing satellites and meteors. And problem was the engineer he sent out said exactly the opposite. And I had her email of what she sent to him, and she was hitting the dirt. I mean, a huge one came in and got bigger and bigger and went right over her, and she was freaking out. So she said, these are not satellites, and they're intelligent, they're responding to people here. And that was the report that she sent to him, and then he totally altered it, you know. So a lot of these guys just aren't who you think they are. It's a controlled narrative, and their biggest threat are the spiritually and technologically advanced ETs that are coming in right now, because they have free energy, fuelless tech energy technology. They have incredible healing technology. They live according to universal law, and they're a whole threat to the war and disease profiteers. And so basically, I think they have them classified as a higher threat than nuclear bombs. It's higher
Wow.
threat status. It's crazy.
Yeah. And for good reason, because yeah, it'll crash. It's crashing their system, I believe. We saw Fauci under congressional scrutiny yesterday, and he didn't fare well. I mean,
Yeah.
he was torn up by the congressmen have been chomping at the bits for years, waiting for their turn to get at him, and it finally happened. Of course, he kept pleading the fifth. He wouldn't answer any questions, but they eviscerated him for on live camera for
Yeah.
the not just American public but for the world, because he was part of the deep state system, like we're talking about this medical, we say the military industrial conflict, but there's a medical aspect of that as well, and we've seen that a lot of the hospitals have turned into murder hospitals,
Yeah,
almost all of them.
Murder Inc.
Murder Inc., no doubt, and they're
Yeah.
profiting, organ harvesting, all kind of crazy stuff. I've had a lot of people that have come forward and talked about that. So he was basically eviscerated, exposed for our national audience, and all those people that were consciously compromised, as I call it, MK Ultra'd, into believing that the COVID was an extreme threat to them. It was no worse than a real bad case of the flu, which they manufacture that in the Wuhan laboratories, to
Yeah.
get the shot, the COVID shot. And the COVID shot was the real bioweapon, mRNA. There was a lot of technology out there that's been around for decades and decades, ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine, that could defeat that. But they, shut that down. They disenfranchised that, saying it was like horse paste, and who in their right mind would use that as stupid, and people fell for it, and got COVID and went to hospital where they were murdering people in those hospitals by intubating them, putting a tube down their throat, which is very very small percentage of people survive that. So
Yeah.
other techniques they were using to kill people off, they weren't feeding them, they weren't giving them liquids, and they wouldn't allow their family to come in to view how they were being mistreated, so that they could complain. And they just killed massive numbers of people, up the numbers of deaths from the COVID. And then from that point, it's like, okay, we have something that can help. It's a vaccine, and that was way worse. And there's still people that are turbo cancers, people that are immune systems are compromised. There's still a lot of people dying from that shot, and will continue to die from that shot.
Yeah, it's unbelievable what they're doing. And they're still doing it. Now they're trying to put it in vegetables and
Ah.
everything. They're doing everything they can to get that into everybody's system. I understand that Zuckerberg was actually inoculating the deer and a lot of the wildlife with it. So they even hunters, they're targeting everybody to get this crap in your system. So there's got to be another end game around that. I think they can turn it on or off or use 5G or something, but around getting all that graphene and heavy metals and chemtrails, and it's all ties together. When
Yeah.
all you got to do is understand the main goal of the global elite guys, the billionaire eugenicists. When you understand their main goal, you can see how everything else fits into it.
Yeah. And focusing on this stuff, informing people and having people focus on this, collapses that system. They have, just like we saw with Dr. Fauci, he's been pushed out there by the deep state. He made his millions off of We the People, and now We the People, he's going to get death by a thousand injections or something.
That's
I
what I'm
don't know.
hoping for.
There's nothing that can rectify the harm that he's done.
No.
But they go through ceremonies where they have no empathy for others. And these ceremonies are designed to stop that empathy and keep people of their caliber psychopathic and so forth. So we're dealing with people that just don't care about us and really are out to take us down at every opportunity they can.
Yeah, they just see us as a food source, basically, sadly enough, or product, whatever they can get out of us, to create their longevity, adrenochrome, whatever, organ harvesting, whatever. That's the way they look at us. We're like, it's almost like the same belief is in the Zionists and the some of the radical Muslim belief, an infidel, you can do whatever you want to them. And they're lesser than cattle, and that concept is in the mind of these global elites, and they're actually driven by other forces, unseen negative influences most people aren't even aware of. There's demonics, there's royal reptilians, there's serpent beings, there's discarnate spirits, all these different entities that are running the show. It's not just their queer god Baphomet, that's half man, half woman, half goat, half man. I don't know what that thing
Why
is,
they're so
but
into transgenderism now. Yeah.
yeah. And that's why they're pushing the transgender program, because they actually believe their god can enter those people easier. And that's why they're pushing that, because they have a hermaphrodite god. So they want to create confusion, gender confusion within the individual, and then their demonics can jump right in, And there's a bigger picture to all this. People don't understand the real picture, but it's the same program that has been going back in the days of the Anunnaki. The all-loving, all-forgiving gods, the people who loved humanity, and then you had the jealous, wrathful, I don't give a shit, they're noisy, just get rid of them, gods, And, Enlil was creating all the plagues and the earth changes, all these things to get rid of the noisy humans, and Enki was trying to save them, and so Enki, and I think it's Nimhurst. Another Nimhursag and Mommy, those three were very instrumental in making sure we survived, through that. But
Very good.
this is a really old problem. It's been going on for so long, and these guys are just doing the same thing. They think they have the right to just exterminate whoever they want, whenever they want. They want a nice, controllable population. It's the same old program.
Yeah, and it's and this is one of the reasons why I think it's very important for people to start to understand the UFO and the positive ETs, the Galactic Council, and so forth. The good side, because the Anunnaki were, just like us, and at certain extent, they're cast out by their planetary. Nibiru was cast out from, Sirius B because they weren't ready to ascend. And then they were attacked by the Draco and hybridized, and that's why they became, evil. But there's definitely good, just like there's good humans, and then there's hybridized humans. I don't know, maybe Fauci is one of them that are, have that Draco reptilian. I've seen these people in the CIA. They get pissed off. You ask them a certain question that's a little like kind of would go over the line a little sometimes. Hey, I'm protecting you. I need to know some stuff here. And I could see the slit. I was like, okay. It didn't intimidate me at all. I know it does a lot of people. Maybe I have some background where I've been dealing with these people in other lifetimes or something. I don't know.
Yeah, definitely.
Maybe
That
even now.
definitely
But yeah, so I would see it and didn't. Oh, that's a Draco hybrid here. So I'll just yeah, okay. I'll back down. I'll play your game, but I'm going to win eventually, and that's the way I feel now, because the CIA really came after me when I started to reveal some of the stuff, and it was just, I was like, this one guy was revealing some stuff. He was went through a program, Navy SEAL type stuff, and he's revealing that they use missile tech to continue the wars. Missile hit the Pentagon, so he's talking about all this stuff, and I'm like, yeah, this guy's legit, and they were trying to, destroy his character and say that he's not a SEAL. And I'm like, I beg to differ. And then from that point on, my life turned topsy-turvy. They came after me massively. I was like, okay, I'll just back down. And then, I'm out of the CIA. I'm like, okay, I'm out, and I'm pretty much destitute. I'm walking the Pacific Crest Trail. I'm like, I just got to get out in nature and, get back to my get back to source and clear my head and all this kind of stuff. And they attacked me with a helicopter. It was a white helicopter, not a black one. I said, oh, white helicopters too, huh? And it was not marked. There was no markings on it, no lights. The cockpit, it was a little bird, came alongside me, MH5. And I was like, and I like waved at it. But the you couldn't see inside because it was mirrored. And then my heart went like
Oh,
that.
yeah.
Ah, yeah, there's heart, I've heard about this heart attack machine trying to kill me. It went up and down the trail like four times and came back and hit me again and again and again. And then I got to a point where I could run and hide, went invisible, and it was like searching for me, flying over the top of me, couldn't find me, and then eventually left. But these people are very evil. Here I was, I protected them my whole career. I was like upstanding in my community. Everybody wanted me to come and like come to their place and protect them in the CIA. I would brief people in the CIA about my abilities and remote viewing and influence and all that kind of stuff. And yet here they are, they're trying to kill me because I reveal the ET side. And that is one of the things that as we've talked about, and unfortunately, a lot of people in the UFO community are dead now because they did not allow that, and they come after us big time.
All the people that had a high level of integrity or were authentic are gone. I mean, I used to work with all these people. Like I'm like one of the OGs that are left, but it was funny because we used to sit out there at a campfire, and I had Bob Dean and all these other people have been here, Wendell Stevens, all of them just sitting at the campfire. And they'd spill the beans on everything, and
Man.
it'd give us a different story on what they told the public, but down deep. And And sadly, they're not with us anymore. But Jim Mars and all those people. But the that white helicopter thing, because I was telling people a long time ago that they changed that they're using white helicopters now, and because we used to see all these black helicopters constantly, and all of a sudden they're white, in the same helicopter, but it was white, and we're going, what the hell, you know, is this? And then,
Change of profile.
yeah.
Confusion. Yeah, they're all about that. So yeah, that's interesting. That you're the first person I talked to that's seen that side as well. So
We
that's
had two
interesting.
right before you got here. We had two white helicopters, a large one and a smaller one. I couldn't tell what kind they were, and I tried to film them, and every time I put the camera on them, it went fuzzy. So they have some they're emitting something that won't let you get a clear shot. The black helicopters too, same thing now. Every time I put the camera on them, I go, I can't get detail on this. So I don't know what they're doing, but
Yeah, they're controlling the information quite a bit. Because
yeah.
the when I got back here, I did a show and I talked about Yosetti, and I brought up your site and I was showing your site and it went blank on my screen.
Wow.
And I'm talking about it. I'm looking at it. I'm like, and this and the helicopters and, but it was blank on my screen. And then it kicked me off and I had to come back in.
Wow.
And when I came back in, I had like this crazy background. I didn't have like, this is a live, feed right here, of my background, but it had some kind of weird background. It took me a while to figure out how to get that out. And it's like, wow, they really hit me. But when I go back in, it's like, that's not even on my, all that stuff is not even on my feed. You just hear me talk
Yeah.
about it, and it's, yeah, it's crazy.
I know. I just went on YouTube on the TV. I went into YouTube and I said, "Let's see if I can find Yosetti Ranch." You know, the official site. It wouldn't come up. It wouldn't come up on TV, but it does on my phone. I can get to it on my phone because, and for the shows and everything, I can get to it. But it seems like other people can't. And if you go through the TV, it just didn't come up. And as soon as we talk about this, they'll put it back up to make us look bad. But it's like you can't deny, you know, it's intermittent. They play around, but once you call them out, and all of a sudden, hey, everything went back up. What do you know? You know.
And that's what I love about, having been at Yosetti Ranch. So it's not just about, the UFOs there. There's also, you got a Sasquatch, run around out there, talk.
Yeah.
I went to the bathroom one night and it was out there, woo-hoo, woo-hoo. And I was like,
Yeah.
that's not
Yeah. They do really bad owl imitations, you can tell. If you've been out in the forest, you know, you go, that's I was talking about they when they talk, they inhale. And so they
owl.
can't do a hoot. It's like a hoot, like a it's like a
Gotcha,
and you hear it and you go, wait a second, something's wrong with this, you know, with
That is a strange owl, but yeah. But I'd already heard that. I was like, oh, that's that adolescent, Sasquatch that's out there. Guardian. So, you got some guardians out there, got some good energy out there. You got, the elementals and so forth that are, helping protect the place because you have good, high integrity spiritual people that are coming there, and they're providing protection, I believe.
Yeah, definitely. We've had people come here with negative intentions, and all of a sudden, all these like 10-foot light beings showed up, and the Elven beings, guardians showed up, and Bigfoot started popping in and out, and they freaked out, and then they left, and they totally tried to trash the place and trash me and say I'm this patriarchal guru, which I'm totally against. I've always been against that, but we don't have any guru here. Actually, the ranch is run by, well, you've seen, they're run by women, you know, women
Yeah,
control
strong
here.
women. Yep.
Yeah, I go, tell me where to go, you know, what I need, you know. So it's the real divine feminine is really respected here, not the dark goddess energy where a lot of people are gathering as victims. That's people need to realize they're two different things.
Yeah, and my wife kind of runs my program behind the scenes.
Yeah.
I'm just out here spokesperson, so it's It's true. There's if you have that, divine connection with the feminine and the masculine, you're going to see amazing things. You talked about how you reversed a fire that was coming into the little city that you're at. What is it? Trout Creek?
Trout Lake.
Trout Lake. Okay. And so there was a fire coming in. The winds are blowing like they normally do. It was coming, probably going to take the place out, maybe even the ranch. And you guys did a meditation, drums and stuff, and it completely winds reversed it and snuffed out the fire. So,
Yeah, blew from that. The winds almost always come from the northwest here, but now everything's in chaos. The winds are coming every direction, but we've reversed the winds and they came back from the south and they blew the fire back on itself. And we're doing Yigong and merging with the wind and doing those practices. But
nice.
it really does work. We've stopped hailstorms like right at the fence line. And then they back up. Sad thing is that they one stopped and it backed up and it went back over Trout Lake, which got hammered. But it's not my fault. I'll teach them all how to do it. If everybody does it, they can all, set a boundary, But anyway, it's
Yeah,
pretty crazy
that's
stuff
real.
going here. Yeah.
Yeah, I've done a lot of weather. What moving the weather, that's like the first step in the spiritual process. So I teach people
Yeah.
it's easy to do the weather. And a lot of people learn, yeah, I can move the weather. It's like, yeah, that's that part is very open to a spiritual connection. So you'll see, like when I was in the Middle East, very dirty, very trashed, because they don't honor their women. And so when you go to a place that's like, beautiful and the environment is perfect, that's a place that honors the divine feminine. And that's what you see, all around your property and Trout Lake and everything else. So very, very interesting to see that in other places. So when I come into a place, I'm like, yep, they're tapped in, and then nope, they're very much not tapped in at all. And you see a lot of places that are burning now, that are the cities are full of vermin humans, right? So they're excrement all over the sidewalks and so forth. So that's not honoring the divine feminine, and that's what happens for a lot of these cities that don't do that. They have these very corrupt judicial and political systems that come in and take away the we the people abilities to run our own communities.
Yeah, it does seem like I was meditating and Mary showed up. And she comes behind her back and she showed me a bat in her hand, and I go, I get it, I get what you're trying to show me, And it's like the divine feminine is coming in and it's got a bat, it's like not messing around. And she was talking about the children and the trafficking and everything. She said we are done and we're coming through so many people right now to
Yeah.
put an end to this. And the people that do have a high level of integrity and courage and that they're getting activated right now, and those energies are coming through them to put an end to all this corruption. And the Pleiadians said that they're folding time right now, and it's almost every week they're doing it. Right when we get to like you feel like World War III is going to hit tomorrow and a year, oh
Yeah.
shit, it just goes away. It's really weird, and we don't know. I kept going, what is this? And they said we're folding time. And to get us through these changes, and there were with all the solar flares, everything hitting the planet, with all that energy coming in, there's consciousness with it, and it's carrying universal law and the higher consciousness and the energy of the other higher beings that are working with that are it's just being anchored into the earth right now. So everything that doesn't align is imploding. It's their bodies are failing, they're losing their minds, they're not frequency specific to this ascension process. I mean, the thing is the earth is going. So if you're going to stay with it, you better rise to the occasion because there's nowhere to run. You can dig any deep hole you want, it does, you can't get away from
Yeah, and I was talking to
it.
Meg Moonbeam yesterday, and She's into astrology and intuitive and so forth. And she was saying that, from Atlantis, we descended, went into a dark age, and we're coming out of that dark age. And I was like, I couldn't, rectify, because I see a lot of, negative things coming, but I also see we're going into a golden age. It's like, how is that? And it's like, whenever these two timelines meet, going from one age to another age, you're going to have a lot of conflict, of falling away of old systems and so forth. And that made sense to me, because I've said for a while, we're going to see the political system, the medical system, all these different systems of control fall away going forward.
Yeah, the chaos is part of the healing. And so I tell people, that when you see all the chaos, that's part of the healing process, and just welcome it, but maintain your own center, because don't get caught up in it. Make your own personal connection with Creator, God, Great Spirit, whatever name you want to give it, and then and go from there. I've been doing a lot of research lately on, multidimensional research and physical research, with all the tablets and the ancient tablets, ancient scrolls coming out, and everything else. And it's so obvious now that we've been lied to from every faction of officialdom. It's like, we had 21 primordial pairs of gods before the Anunnaki, and I think the antediluvian kings list goes back 43,000 or something, 200 years, and then you had the kings list after that. But you had these other primordial gods before that, and you look at this thing, and there's always been some benevolent, some malevolent, some service to others and service to the Creator and all creation. Others were in service to self. And this same program has been going on for like a bazillion years, not just here, but other dimensions, other planets, other systems. And there's this huge battle that's been going on throughout the cosmos. And it seems like it's coming to a close here. Like it's between the self-serving and the service to others, it's basically like Star Wars, the dark side and the light side. Which one are you going to work for? And the dark side is collapsing in on itself, because it can't maintain. It's like the beast. The beast is all consuming. It wants to control and dominate everybody. In the end, it ends up imploding on itself, because it's not sustainable. And that's where we're in right now. The beast is imploding, and some of us are helping push it along. It's on its way out. There's no way it can make it's not sustainable, and especially with the ascension process and what the earth is going through, it can't sustain itself. So these guys can do whatever they want. They can do every, just like in the days of Atlantis, they can try to control and dominate through technology. No matter what they try, is all going to collapse in on itself. It's because there are full-on councils of higher dimensional beings and angelics and archangels and all these guys watching everything. Everybody talks about these end times, where this all culminates into the beast collapsing and that whole world moving on, and a whole new world taking its place. And I think we're right in the middle of that.
Yeah, I totally agree. And you talked about the angelics. Their influence is really strong. You did a personal reading for me, and Archangel Michael showed up in that, and presence was super strong. So yeah, I think that's one of the things. We're being protected as we go through the ascension process, to a great extent. Those of us that are, ascendable, I guess, some are going to fall away, like we've talked about. Centering yourself, like you say, that's like every morning, like every time we wake up, it's like, all right, what's this day going to bring? Here we are, another day. But you have to stay centered. And I love talking to you about the folding of the timeline, because it's like every week it seems like we're coming up on something, and it's like, we're gonna I'm like tapped in. I'm like, California's gonna go. We're gonna feel it all the way over here in Nevada. And then it's like, whoop, and it's like, what happened? It's like I don't feel it anymore. It was definitely coming, and now it's gone. So that folding of the timeline that you talked about it's got to be real, because we're coming up on stuff that's devastating, and then we're on the other side of it, and it doesn't happen. Amazing.
I mean, I felt times I go, oh my God, don't go that direction, don't go there, you know, like, and you see this just everybody's going there, and all of a sudden, you know what's going to manifest from that direction or that choice, and then all of a sudden it's gone. It's like, and the people are going, they don't even know what happened. They just changed directions and they don't know why. And it's the funniest thing to watch, you know, but there's things going on so far outside of my wheelhouse that I've been observing them happening, and I'll say, as much as I understand about what's unfolding, it's so much further beyond me. It goes all the way to the source, you know, as far as what's unfolding right now, and you know, whatever you want to call it, creator, God, great spirit, it's pretty much said, you know, it's finished, we're done. We're going to move to the next level, you know. So,
Right.
and how that is played out through the dimensions is what I'm starting to see, all the way down to nature, to the sun, you know, the sun's massive X-rays and solar flares and CMEs and all that stuff. It's all, with every CME we get blasted with comes consciousness and energy that's raising the frequencies. It's not just light, it's like a we're getting, you know, consciousness, light, and energy hitting the planet, and it's affecting mass, it's affecting the physical. So that's the vibrational continuum. People don't realize it goes from the physical world we're in to energy, to light, to consciousness. And that's the vibrational continuum. And there's dimensions within that. And the more you understand that, you can see how everything's being orchestrated. But if you just think you're a body and a personality, you're in the world of chaos and you have no idea what's going on, you know.
Yeah, these dimensions have always been intriguing to me, and you've talked about them extensively. We had the Orion Wars and so forth, against the reptilians and Draco and so forth. And a lot of those wars have culminated, and we're moving into like we talk about the Golden Age. What do you see going forward as far, once we push through this, our solar system becomes enlightened. We're not having the negative forces on us as intensely. I guess maybe we're still gonna have to deal with them in the future. What are your thoughts further out?
What I see is that, you know, with as everything, there's always free will. There's a choice, and some people are choosing the downward spiral, and they're choosing the self-service and trying to control and dominate and everything, and that is spiraling out. It's collapsing in on itself, and the upward spiral are the people who just want to live a life in harmony with each other and the planet, a spiritual life, you know, and they're going to become more abundant and more coming together. And we're going to shift because one world's imploding and collapsing and the other world's moving, expanding. And what I say, eventually that old world and the people align with it are just going to be out of our reality. It's collapsing in on itself. And that's that big bifurcation of worlds. And Babaji and the other masters kept telling me about there's going to be a bifurcation of worlds, and I don't fully understand it. I don't know if the two timelines just divide like all the Native American prophecies, and one just collapses, or that's what I kind of feel is going to happen, or there's a whole nother. They told, this is crazy, but they told me there's actually eight Earths, and they're just a little out of phase from each other. And so there's every planet is multidimensional and has different dimensions to it. Like, you could go to Venus and say it's all hot and burned and everything. Well, in the next dimension up, it's like paradise. And the next dimension up, it's even, you know, so we all, every planet has multidimensional aspects of it. And so it's like, you know, people go, the inner Earth, it doesn't exist. And I said, well, it's least seven levels of the inner earth, you know, that exists, not just the physical. You know, we've been dealing with them a lot, and you've got the Atlanteans and the Lemurians that went inward, you know, during the cataclysm, and there's also a race that was already there of highly advanced beings. And a lot of the mythological things of the past are still there on the inner earth. They've been preserved. So it's crazy in there. There's some awesome stuff going on in the inner earth, and really high masters, extremely evolved beings there with their technology as well. And so we're gonna join them, and we're gonna join the greater family of man, you know, the Pleiadians, the Orion Council of Light, the Sirians, Arcturians, Andromedans, all those are coming into play. Voyager just took a snapshot of an Andromedan ship, and they said that if they were to light up, it'd be like 10,000 suns. And
Wow.
they said, this makes no sense, this picture of this massive ship, and it's so bright. And I go, yeah, that's an Andromedan ship. And that's what's coming in to assist us. And people have no idea the power that's coming in to assist in this birth, you know, this rebirth, the awakening healing process. It's like the Great Awakening. They go, no man can stop it, you know, or woman, you know, but it's true. It's like it's so massive when you look at it, you go, oh my God, you know, this is good luck, you know, to the controllers and those guys. You say, have fun with that, because you know, controllers don't realize that they're controlled by the people they're trying to control, because whatever those people do determines what they do. And they're really controlled by the people they're trying to control. They're not free.
Right.
And they're not free, and they can't go out in public, and they have to have all these bodyguards and all these other things. Like, where's the freedom in that? You know, where's the love there? You know, and the bodyguard, if somebody pays them a little more, you know, they'll take them out, you know. So there's no love there, because people don't love them for who they are. It's what they can do for them, you know. So it's a dead end. It's a total dead end. They don't realize that. Yeah, you got the bazillion dollars and everything else, but you've got no love and joy in your life, you know, which is the real prize, which they'll never get, you know. So they're on that downward spiral. It's all going to collapse.
Yeah, and we're seeing that, you know, with some of these people, Fauci, like we talked about earlier, you know, they're not going to be able to protect them, and that should be, you would think that they would, you know, see that. It's like, well, I don't want to get involved in that group. Eventually, you know, they'll leave you hanging, and you know, you're going to get taken down. But you know, like you said, they're tempted, they're seduced by, you know, whatever, you know, feeds their ego, so. This one woman, Meg Moonbeam, she basically had, he showed me charts on my show yesterday, charts of Anthony Fauci, some other people that have been, you know, problems, Bill Gates and Epstein. All three of them had the same type of chart, and they have the same, you know, ego and, you know, dark side and so forth. It's all in their chart. And do they come in knowing that's going to be, you know, and you know, posing its energy on them, or can they break free from that? Is that just a given? There's just no cure for them. I think that everybody has a cure. You know, you can break free from that system, but I think a lot of people don't because they feel threatened. I've heard that from a lot of you know, political types that are in the Democrat Party. I was like, really? There's good people in the Democrat Party? Seriously? It's like, yeah, there's many of us. We're threatened, you know, our families are threatened. We have to go along with the agenda, or they'll kill us and kill our families, or you know, or kill our families, and then we're like, you know, have to, you know, abide by their stuff. You look at Joe Biden, his wife and, you know, daughter was killed, and then his son died. It's all mysteriously, you know. They do the sacrifice stuff, and who would do something like that? You know, these people will do anything for power, and that seems to be what a lot of them do, unfortunately.
There's always a payback. Basically, what they said is that the karma is going to be amplified and accelerated. And so anything outside of universal law is going to be amplified and accelerated. And the good news is if you've been a good, kind person, you're going to get all this back, you know. And if you've been aligned with the universal law, and if you're, you know, done a lot of harm and damaged others and capitalized on their expense, all that ill-gotten gain, you're going to lose your whole kingdom because all that's being amplified right now and coming together. And what's really nice about this too is that there's always forgiveness is always there because God doesn't have an ego. It can't judge, you know. We carry our books and our and so we can always forgive ourselves and forgive others and get on the right side of things, and it'll be a lot, you know, a lot better path to take in the future. It's sustainable, but it has to be a soul felt forgiveness, not just a mental forgiveness to get out of jail free card. You know, it doesn't work that way. It has to be a deep, heartfelt apology. Let's make restitution and straighten this out and do whatever you can. Get on the awakening and healing side. You know, put your assets and energies towards that, and then you'll get a lot better deal out of it, you might say.
Yeah, it's going to be very important going forward because we're seeing, some people, that are already falling off. Graham just had his funeral. He died very quickly, very suddenly. So I think we're going to probably see a lot more of that. People that are just going to pass over very, very quickly, that have been doing, extreme evil. He was pretty much pushed the war quite a
Yeah.
bit. He was definitely a pedophile, and all that stuff just, collapsed back on him, like you're talking about. Now for you. And also for me, because I have a very strong Leo and lion background. I was on Pacific Crest Trail. I have a Black Panther that's basically my spirit animal, and it it basically kept an eye on me. And there was one time where I'm down on the trail. I'm going down the trail, and they hadn't cleared this part of the trail because it was way ahead of everybody. So there's lots of rocks, so I didn't twist my ankle or whatever. I was watching the trail, and then I heard this, ah! And then I was like, what? And then I saw off to my right, the brush was like moving. I was like, and then I was like, a remote view. It was like my spirit animal saved my life by spooking a cougar that was waiting for me on the uphill side.
Yeah.
So we have some of us have strong protection, I think, because we're serving spiritual side and so forth. Now you have obviously with the lion in your background, you when you see you when you know angles, you look like a lion. So it's impressive, and there's a lot of feline lion energy that's there at Isetti. Tell us a little bit about that energy.
Yeah, we're almost out of time. I can go into it really quick, but
Okay.
there are three levels. There's humanoid cat beings that are working on our behalf. There are kind of panther beings that are six dimensional, and they're very good at healing and protection. And then the seventh dimensional ones are the lion beings, and they're like 17 feet tall. And they were the protectors of the gods of ancient times, but then the gods fell. When the Anunnaki fell, they said, "No, we're done. You're breaking universal law. We can't help you anymore, and we can't go with that." So basically, they moved on, and they're in Lyra, and most of them are in Sirius system now. They're coming from the Sirius system, but they're returning with the benevolent Anunnaki and the benevolent beings, and to help and assist us because it's a multidimensional war going on, and so they're really stepping in right now. And if you notice, like, you'll see a lions everywhere. You'll see a lion, you know, in the whole white hat movement. There's lions everywhere, and when you see those golden lions, that's usually that connection being played out. But yeah, it's pretty interesting. But I think we hit the end of the hour, unfortunately. But it was a great interview. We'll have to do some more. I'll have to get you back on again.
Definitely.
And
Yeah, that's
I'm
great.
really glad you enjoyed your stay and got to see firsthand what's going on. You know, be sure and tell your friends it's real to augment all the nonsense that's being told out there by the posers and the shills and all the other guys. But it's you know, I wish I wish I actually did a lot of the things I've been accused of because I would have had a real exciting life. But I've got three farms to run and books and shows, and I don't have time for all that stuff, you know, that they're, it's like one finger pointing with three back, you know, it's hilarious. But
Yes.
anyway, give Tracy Joe a big hug. Thank her for all she's doing, and I'm glad she's got your backside there too. And keep up the great work, and we'll talk more.
Yeah, thanks a lot, James. Appreciate it.
All right, that's it, folks. Sorry, you got to run. Keep an open mind, loving heart, pure intent, and watch the skies. You know, you don't need a go-between for contact with God or ET, basically. Good night.
Derek.
Whoa, right there and right there.
Wow, the top's gonna go. Watch. Oh, no. Yeah, we did, yeah.
I think they like it when each other more.
Here we go, the bottom one's gonna go, I think. Is it?
Come on.
Come on, come on.
Hey, Speedy, you're on camera. You wanna power up? We're gonna do it now. Oh, no, not in the tree. Don't power up in the tree. Come on. Wait till you come out the inside, then power up. Right there. Whoa, thank you. Thank you, nice.
Oh, come on. Come on, powered up. It is getting brighter. It's kind of. Oh, there it goes. There it goes.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah, there it goes. There it is. There's the power up. Whoa! Got it. I got it.
Yeah. Yay.
Okay, that was okay.
I like the home show.
Yeah, it's picking up speed now.
Oh, look at that power up! Yeah! Whoa, that is massive, man!
It's going there, nice!
Yeah!
And Anthony had no stereo.
Whoa!
Yeah! You're beautiful! Sending it! Oh, so much gratitude!
I got it.
Oh! Power up, yeah!
Yeah! Power up!
That was nice. Did two power ups for us. I got it too. I got it.
10-10? You said 10-10. That's 10-10.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's 10-10.
There you go. 10-10. Another power up. Here's another power up going north.
That's epic.
Oh, he's getting lighter again. Oh my god, he's getting huge.
Yay!
Woohoo! You're amazing.
Let me show you this. Here, okay, here's the highway. One there, one there. One here. One here. Right over Washington State. East City Ranch, flying right overhead. One ship after another after another. They're freaking everywhere. We have all the evidence. We know who's on the ships, why they're here, their intentions, and their history. So come see us and stop playing stupid. Here's three in one frame. Try and get four. Hey, I got four.
This thing's massive. Right over the house.
Our flash. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, he is. He's powering up.
Yes.
Whoa, look at that. Look at that. Whoa. Whoa, that was an incredible one. That was a nice, I got it all on film. I got that one on film. That was a white out your screen moment.
Wow.
Wow.
Come join us and start your free trial today. Watch our weekly podcast, As You Wish Talk Radio, with James Gilliland every Saturday, or catch up on past shows. Watch Skywatch videos of UFOs, orbs, and much more. You can also learn about self-mastering, herbalism, and how to ground and shield yourself from negative unseen influences through our many wonderful workshops. So what are you waiting for? Come join the fun. We're waiting for you. And don't forget to visit our wonderful merch store and show your support today.